ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 सो वी आर स्टार्टिंग Srimad Bhagavatam with the same prayer. Narayanam Namaskrityam
Narayanam Namaskrityam
Naram Chaiva Narottamam
Naram Chaiva Narottamam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Prato Jayam Udirae
Prato Jayam Udirae
We'll understand the purpose or the meaning of this verse later on in this session. I explained yesterday so how Srimad Bhagavatam starts after Parikshit Maharaj now has left the world yet it is so glorious that Kali has been entered. And what about the rest of us? We have been left behind. So sages of Naimisharanya got together and they were very concerned about who have been left behind, what will happen to them. Apanna sansritim ghoram yannama vihvashadranam tatah sadyo vimucheta yad viveti swayam bhayam. They found out that we are all fearful and the life in Kali Yuga is very uncertain. You never know what is happening. You can't keep up with the events of the world. We are simply breathing and try to compete, but yet there is so much competition. So much discrimination, so much survival of the fittest have been artificially introduced. And we are dragged in so-called systems of the world, either in economics or even in the field of medicine or even in the field of, our own private lives. Kali Yuga has entered and destroyed all the value systems through these different agencies. Who to be blamed? What will be the remedy? Right? Don't you feel that our fears are not gone? We have been fearful all the time, seeing the uncertain situations. And to struggle for existence, survival of the fittest, and such different phenomena have been brought forward in order to make us more fearful. You are struggling to set your lives. But do you know it's an artificial struggle that you are led into? The translation of this verse that we just read, listen. Living beings who are entangled in complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately, even by uncautiously chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. And we have no faith in chanting of Hare Krishna. Yet we are dragged into some fearful, uncertain situations. This was the concern, isn't it? It is as valid as it was 5,000 years back when the Kali Yuga began. The symptoms of Kali Yuga are so drastic that they don't spare anybody. They even don't spare Mayuri. Yeah, listen. Pay attention. Simply chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Lord's name, it is being feared by the fear personified. They say, the munis say, O Sutta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only prolonged use. Now Sutta Goswami is sitting in the midst of all the great sages of Naimisharanya. He has come to teach. They are asking him that please teach us. Please be our guide. Please take us to the safest region where we can live happily forever after. Vayam tu na vitrupyama uttama sloka vikrame yat shravatam rasajnanam swadu swadu pade pade. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Personality of Godhead who is glorified by the hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationship with Him relish hearing of His pastimes at every moment. Every moment such pastimes, even though you have heard before, will taste with a newer and newer, fresher taste. You will never be satiated by hearing. So you go often and keep on hearing the pastimes because they are themselves very purified. Now this becomes our virtual, factual religion. It's called Bhagavad Dharma. The holy name itself is the only way to cross over this ocean of material sufferings. But how this is becoming Bhagavad Dharma, it is being described in these verses. But Sutta Goswami, since you have been appeared here by the will of providence amongst us, you have been inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart that we are concerned for innocent people of the world. Please, you know, now you become our leader. Tvam naha sandarshito dhatra dustaram nistarastatam kalim sattvam haram pumsam karna dhara ivaranavam. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship in those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. More you succumb to the plans of Kali Yuga, more you will lose your good qualities. And never think with egoistic nature that I am all right and everybody is wrong. Kali cannot spare you. By little Krishna consciousness, if we think that we are all right, but now we have been surrounded by unseen, fearful personality of Kali. So, if you want to become victorious in this endeavor to cross over the material sufferings, what should you do? Again,
Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tato jayam udire.
Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the Personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. So, this is the verdict. Okay, let's begin. Sutta Goswami says, first of all, offer your obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose mercy we'll be learning something, by whose potency. I explained yesterday the Balarama Tattva, the Guru Tattva, the potency of knowledge, is coming through him. Is the Adi Guru, Jagat Guru, original spiritual master, Prabhupada says. So, this kind of inquiry and pertinent answer given by Sutta Goswami is the real subject matter of hearing. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are relevant to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Rest assured, you'll be all satisfied if you pay attention to the conclusive statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially Prabhupada has put up his heart in the first canto like anything. All his preparations of the lifetime, are entering in the first canto, which is taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So, Bhagavatam is Vangamaya Swarup of Lord Krishna. These are the two lotus feet, of the first canto. So, how to take shelter of Lord Krishna? It's not that, yes, I am surrendered, because we have been worshipping from my old grandmother's time, No, that is not shelter. How to take shelter is very important. So they are teaching us. Indeed, your questions are, pertaining to the satisfaction of the soul. But this process of hearing, chanting themselves will be the source of our satisfaction. Savaipunsam paro dharmo. Therefore, the best occupation for the whole humanity, I say. Savaipunsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhoshade ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidhati. What kind of religion that we must think or follow? It says, the supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity, not only for Hindus, not for Christians, not for Muslims even, but everyone, is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. If Muslims are so devout, how come they are not satisfied and they want to take revenge? If Christians are not satisfied, why do they want to convert everybody? If they are not satisfied. The Vedic religion doesn't believe in conversion because it is satisfying. We don't convert, but we make change in the heart. That is what Srila Prabhupada has to do. Then you go and proselytize your religion. Do you sell it for some remuneration or for some benefit, like giving a sewing machine, some utensils, some garments, some house. People are ready to change their religion, and people are ready to sell them religion. Is this the process? Is it going to satisfy the self? Srila Prabhupada said, you may change your belief system, but you cannot change your eternal occupation of the soul. That will still remain. So unless and until the self is satisfied, the purpose of religion is not served. That is what it means. While when we are talking of Vasudeva, sarvatra vasatiti Vasudeva, one who has been existing everywhere, omnipresent, is called Vasudeva. It's not that he is only the son of Vasudeva. Krishna bears all these names according to personal relationship also, but his omnipresence is stated by his quality, that he is spreading out himself as Paramatma in each and every atom, within the atom, without the atom, and also in everyone's, every living entity's heart. Is there any space? The Shastra says no. Sarvam idam kalvam brahma. Vasudevam sarvam iti. So when it is said, definitely for sarvam means without any exception. Who can say that he is not in Vasudeva? A Christian cannot claim even that he is without Vasudeva. Vasudeva tattva. He is already encompassed. Men with smaller intelligence profess a different kind of belief system. But Jesus himself never created Christianity. It is only the followers of small mentality grouped together and want to spread as if it's an order. No, they have to preach love of Godhead. So, if they have simply a zealousness to spread throughout the world churchianity in the name of Christianity, only a particular system, then system loses its own vigor. Just like there are a lot of Hindu temples. It's a church, it's a provision for everybody, for us to go. But whether we are really following the religion or not, the management will not care. That is up to individual. We are simply providing you the facility, murti. That is not meant. The purpose is not served. Yayatma su prasidati. This is the purpose. Savai pansam paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje. Bhakti adokshaja means one who is beyond our sense perception. He is not in a sthul swarup or material nature. No. The deity worship is different from murti puja. We are not idol worshippers. Prabhupada, distinguishes this. Phool chadao, paani do, phal chadao, dakshina do, bolo, bulao, use pram, ke yase karo, ye meri manokamna siddh karo. Ye murti puja hai. But deity worship, archa vigraha, where so many other elements are to be included. We were discussing this. And as if, you know, a soul-to-soul talk is to be conducted. It is not simply of a material desire that I am engaging my body into performing a pious religious ritual. Devotional service is completely different and distinguishable from such so-called foolish piety. Why it is foolish? Because it yields that result which is very temporary. It satisfies, or maybe may not be, who knows. But it is short-lived. Antavantu phalam tesham tad bhavatyam alpamedasam. Alpamedhi means foolish. Because for a short-lived, temporary benefit, we try to perform this murti puja. Devotional service is not a temporary process. It is an eternal process. When you go back home, back to Godhead, what will you do? The same thing that you have been taught here. That will continue forever. There, how Radha Krishna are being served in Guru Vrindavan. If you cultivate that kind of desire, then you have to come out from this temporary, short-lived murti puja and accept the adhokshaja principle of... So, the best occupation for all humanity is to worship the transcendental Lord, which is far beyond our sense perception. And such service should be unmotivated and uninterrupted, by which the self will be satisfied. In man-made religion, the zealousness of so-called religion, this substance will be absent. Even though the commandments in the Old Testament were correct, they were supposed to develop love of God. But people bypassed. There is one American philosopher named John Milt, and he really spelled out, no wonder, we created 33 million laws and they are not enough yet. We have been keep on creating laws after laws. 33 million laws, just to execute 10 commandments, and yet we cannot follow one. 10 commandments to follow as it is very simple. But man is complicated. Oh, it is difficult for you like this. Oh, okay, let's twist the commandment a little bit this way so you may indirectly or, you know. There is no direct approach. They don't want to follow as it is. It means they want to bypass the law of the Lord. Then how is it possible for understanding yato bhakti radhokshaje? The Lord cannot be bypassed because He is more subtler than our so-called treacherous tricks of bypassing. You do not kill, but somebody can open slaughterhouse for you so you can eat.